From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love to help people with their yards, their landscapes, and their gardens. So if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Producing the show today is wonderful Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Good morning to our listeners. You guys are awesome.
They are. And it's been a cold morning, so everybody is bundled up, and they're just listening. So we want to wish everyone good morning. And so you can text them if you don't want to call in to your questions, gardening questions, 23680. Please remember, a perfect text message is your name and your city. And then that way I can help give you the correct information. And so also, too, Peterson's Nursery is going to have their vegetable gardening for the spring lecture series next Saturday, February 11th. And that is, let's see, what time is it at? It is at 9:30 to 10:30 next week, so you want to catch that. And also, too, you want to go by. This is a great time to be planting trees. Quality green specialist in DeLand, Dana Venrick. The wonderful trees he has wonderful natives that are so important for our wildlife resources. And he has soil, all the great things that you need for your garden.
He's a genius.
He is. Oh, he is such a special, you know, he's got such knowledge. And all the minerals you need for your landscape, they sell the azomite, and that's so important. So you want to make sure you go buy that in DeLand and Quality Green Specialist. Let's hear from John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is humus. It's pronounced as if it has a Y in its spelling, humus, H-U-M-U-S. Humus is a non-living, finely divided organic matter in soil. It comes from the microbial decomposition of plant and animal substances. Humus, which ranges in color from brown to black, consists of about 60% carbon, 6% nitrogen, and smaller amounts of phosphorus and sulfur. As humus decomposes, its components are changed into forms that are usable and can be taken up by plants. Once compost breaks down completely, it becomes humus. Humus provides four benefits to soil. It provides moisture retention, aeration, insulation from heat and cold, and it provides nutritious soil fertility. Humus has a carbon to nitrogen ratio of 10 to 1. Humus is valued by farmers and gardens because it provides nutrients essential for plant growth, increases soil water absorption, and improves soil workability. So humus is your dirty word of the day, and we'd like to thank John Denver for that. And so if you have a problem in your garden, I had a very nice listener write us on Facebook asking what chemicals she should use on her plants because it was dying. She named several pesticides she wanted to use on her tropical plant. And she said, thankfully, she did post a picture. And that was amazing, so I could look at it and know it was not a disease or an insect, but winter frost damage. And it didn't need to have a chemical on it. Nothing to do but just wait to prune and it will recover. That's the good news. How do you know what to look for when you are trying to figure out what's going wrong in your garden? Well, is it insect issues or is it a disease? Everyone who is a beginning vegetable gardener or a master gardener even is going to benefit from our next guest expertise and knowledge. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And so what can you be planting? So we'll just hop real quickly to the flowers. Alyssum and aster. We can still plant the winter annuals, baby's breath and bacopa and begonias, candy tufts, carnations, calendula, coneflowers and coreopsis, cosmos and dahlias, delphiniums. Delphiniums grow wonderful here in the winter and early spring. Dianthus, Diacea, and Dichondra, and Dusty Millers. Then also 4 o'clocks and Gaillardias, Garas, which are also called whirling butterflies, Gazanias and Geraniums, Gerberas, Johnny Jump-Ups, Lobelia, Million Bells, Nasturtium, and Pansies, Petunias and Roses, Snalvias and Snapdragons, Stokes Aster, Sweet Pea, and Yarra. While they're all dealing with those horrible snow and winter up north, and that Midwest section, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for you guys. Here in Florida, we get to have a wonderful, beautiful spring. So if you'd like to get out there, this is a great time to be growing vegetables and also flowers and herbs. They love this time of the year, and it's easy to get outside, especially in the cold weather. You go out with a sweater, and it feels good to work.
You know what I'm very angry about right now with my herbs?
What?
The dill has gone obnoxiously rogue and covering up my other plants. So now I got to undo it and then find some other place to put the dill.
Well, you just have it for your butterflies, right? You don't cut it and use it in your cooking?
I don't like dill like that to be cooking with it. It was very soft, and I used to pet it like an animal. It's so soft.
I will take him and call him George.
Pretty much. That was me. But yeah, so I got to get rid of my dill.
There you go. Okay, Susan Mulvihill is joining us. She's a talented garden communicator and writer. She's going to tell us about her new book. I predict it now. It's going to be a bestseller. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow winding river.
I love the lake, slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
I recently asked my phone to answer the question, what is a Christian? Here's what she said.
A Christian is someone who believes in God, has conservative moral values, and goes to church on Sundays.
While there's some truth to her answer, she misses it badly. First, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. And while it's true Christians believe in God, they also recognize they can know God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Salvation is a gift, and Christians have faith and the trust to know Him as their Lord and Savior for life. So, are you a Christian? If you are, follow Jesus faithfully. And if not, may you put your trust in Him today. I promise you'll never regret it. You'll be thankful for eternity. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Susan Mulvihill is from Spokane, Washington, where she and her husband garden on 5 acres. She's been writing garden columns for the Spokesman Review newspaper for nearly 20 years. Her new book is the Vegetable Garden Problem Solver Handbook, published by Cool Springs Press, and it's going to be available February 7th. But I wanted her to come in and tell us all about it right now so that you can pre-order it from Amazon. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for joining us so early in the morning. Pennsylvania is going to be having 6 more weeks of winter, and we're cold right now here in Florida. What's your weather like right now, and is spring around the corner?
Well, it's 35 degrees right now, and we're at the beginning of a warm-up with highs expected to be in the mid-40s.
Oh, wow.
So I realize that probably doesn't sound like a warm-up to you, but we'll take it.
No, and the sun will shine too, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I think that's the most important part. So we had you on about 2 years ago when your last book, your award-winning book, The Vegetable Garden Pest Handbook, which I have in my bag all the time, it is a great book for new gardeners. It's a great book for master gardeners. The pest photos are excellent. How is your new book, The Vegetable Garden Problem Solver? What new ground do you cover in that?
Well, first of all, I'm so glad you like my pest handbook, so thank you. Since I covered everything you'd want to know about bugs in that book, I felt it was time to tackle all of the weird and frustrating things we vegetable gardeners can encounter. The first chapter includes important tips on how to grow a healthy and productive garden. Then I switch gears to things like pollination or germination issues, dealing with weather extremes, there's certainly been a lot of that, and common plant disorders like blossom end rot or bolting. The second chapter is dedicated to vegetable plant diseases and how to figure out what you're dealing with. And the third chapter is about keeping critters out of the garden.
That's great. Now, so what is the first thing you do when someone asks you, what's wrong with my garden or my plant? What, as a longtime master gardener and a garden writer, what do you do?
The first thing I do is I start by asking them to describe the problem they're seeing. And even better, if they can show me photos of the problem, that is very helpful. I look to see if there's insects on the plants, and if so, does the damage I'm seeing look like what they might cause, or is something else going on as well? If the plant is showing signs of wilting, mildew, unusual leaf coloration, or maybe sections of the plant are dying, then I start trying to narrow it down. And I also like to ask them if something has changed in their garden recently. Did they bring home new plants, for example? Did they start doing something differently in their garden? So really, it involves being observant and doing a bit of sleuthing.
I know. I love that. And it's so fun. And your book is very helpful. So what are the most common problems homeowners will see in a vegetable garden?
I think probably two of the most common would be blossom end rot and powdery mildew. So with blossom end rot, you know, it's really common, especially with all the hot weather that so many regions across the country have been dealing with. And it typically affects tomatoes, but you can also see it on peppers, eggplants, and zucchini. And you're seeing that leathery brown area at the blossom end or the bottom end of the fruit. And for fruits to develop normally, they need calcium. The way the calcium gets to them is that the plant's roots pull the calcium from the soil and they deliver it to the plants. But if we aren't consistent about watering, it's really difficult for the roots to accomplish that. And then with powdery mildew, it's common on a lot of veggies, but especially common on squash leaves. They look like maybe somebody sprinkled some baking flour on them. If that happens late in the season while the squash fruits are maturing, I really don't even worry about it. But there are some organic fungicides that people can use preventatively if it's a common problem year after year. And there's also squash varieties that are resistant to powdery mildew.
Oh, that's a wonderful advice there. So how would somebody find what fungus-resistant vegetables are out there?
Well, in my book, I made a chart of the different abbreviations of the types of diseases that that there are varieties. This is hard to say. Varieties that are resistant to those diseases. And so that way, if you see the abbreviation like powdery mildew would be PM, when you're looking in a seed catalog or you're at the garden center looking at packets of seeds, look to see if PM is on there as, it's a variety that is resistant to powdery mildew.
Great, great advice. So now you're on the West Coast and our listeners and I, we're in the Southeast. How's the vegetable right. garden problem solver useful regardless of gardening zones?
All the information in my book, along with the pest handbook, is applicable to no matter where folks live. So each chapter focuses on the most commonly encountered plant disorders, plant diseases, and critters that a person might have to deal with. So it's not tailored for just one region.
That's great. And so your photos in your books, in both of them, your vegetable garden handbook and this one are wonderful and very
Thank
easy
you.
To help identify issues with. So did you take the pictures yourself?
Well, you know, in the pest handbook, I was able to take the majority of the photos. And for this one, it's kind of amusing. You know, you want to get all these different photos of the plant diseases. And because we live somewhere that's pretty dry, we're on the eastern side of Washington State, which is drier. We don't get a lot of plant diseases. And so I know I just made everybody envious.
Yes. But, I'm just going to say, I'll send you lots of diseases.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, so I wasn't able to get a lot of the plant disease photos, but Cool Springs Press is awesome to work with. And they said, don't worry, we'll find sources for those photos. So I did take, I think, a little over maybe about 120 out of 200 photos for the rest of the book.
That is great. I really appreciate that. So you also discuss animals, and we do have deer issues here in Florida, but also other critters. What kind of solutions does the book provide for that?
Well, with all of those types of animals, you know, I'm trying to cover the ones that most gardeners would encounter. And primarily, there's three main ways that you can deal with a critter. You can repel them from the area, and I list all sorts of methods for that. You can scare them away from the area, and there's all sorts of creative methods for that. And then the other thing is creating a barrier. So something to keep them away from whatever it is they're after in your garden.
That's great. And so, well, this, yesterday actually, I saw mothballs in the garden center section of a store. Yeah. See, I knew you would say that. And so, you know, it's just something that's not recommended. Do you have issues with that in Washington, too?
Well, I know that some folks think it's a great method, but those are poisonous. And so you don't want them. First of all, you don't want them anywhere near your edible crops. And second of all, you don't want to poison an animal. And, you know, that was something that I tried to be careful about in my recommendations is, you know, first of all, don't poison animals because, first of all, it's not a very nice way to go. And second of all, because there are a lot of predators that might grab them and eat them, and then they die the same slow death. So, yeah. You know, I try to really discourage people from using anything that's poisonous, obviously.
No, I appreciate that. What is your easiest garden problem to solve? What do you like seeing and say, this is easy?
Well, you know, funny you should ask that, because I would have to say it's keeping deer out of our vegetable garden. We surrounded our garden. We have a small orchard and then part of our backyard with a 7.5 foot tall deer fence. And as I mentioned in the book, there are a lot of strategies for dealing with deer, but the most effective method is a tall barrier, and it has worked like a charm for us.
Wow, that's great. And so my first hour, we talked about installing a fence. So did you install the fence yourselves, or did you have someone come in and install it for you?
Yeah, we did it ourselves. My husband is the mastermind behind these things. So we already had a 4 foot tall field fence, which is, you know, a wire fence to keep our dogs in. And what he did is he bought some plastic deer netting. That's a heavy duty kind that's very easy to find, especially through the web. And we split it down the middle. So we had 3.5 foot wide width of it, and then we attached it to the top of the fence, and that together made the 7.5 foot tall fence. And we live in a really pretty rural area, so we didn't want a solid fence. We didn't want anything blocking our view. So that's why we went with the wire and the netting.
Wonderful. So, Susan, tell us your philosophy of using chemicals to control problems.
Well, I am a huge proponent of using the integrated pest management method, and that's where it's a strategy for dealing with different kinds of problems. And it applies whether you're dealing with insects, plant diseases, or trying to come up with a way to keep critters away from your garden. It involves walking through your garden on a regular basis so you can spot problems early on, monitoring the problem, if you need to do something about it, choosing the most environmentally friendly method. And then you want to document how well your method worked and if you would do something differently if it happens again. Now, I know IPM includes using pesticides if your method didn't work. I cannot bring myself to do that. So if I can't solve a problem using organic methods, I'll come up with plan B, and that might include not growing a particularly troublesome crop.
Gotcha. Okay, Susan, thank you so much. We're up on a hard break. How can people get your book?
They can find it at independent bookstores and from all of the online booksellers, so it's very easy to locate a copy. And if they'd like to get a signed copy from me, they just need to send me an email at susan@susansinthegarden.com.
Thank you so much, Susan. Go back to bed. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage, for a couple of $100 a month. Call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. That was Susan Mulvihill that we just had on for our interview. She has a wonderful new book, The Vegetable Garden Problem Solver. And it will be in bookstores February 7th. And you can pre-order it now on Amazon. Or you can just email Susan for a signed copy, susan@susaninthegarden.com. I'm telling you, it's a great book and will really help you, especially if you're new to Florida and you want to get started gardening. And so if you have a question, you can give me a call, 855-295-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if you missed any of today's shows, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com and on iHeart, iTunes, Audioboom, Spotify, and Amazon. You can go on and you can just Google Better Lawns and Gardens and it will pop up. And then please go to our Facebook page and like us, give us 5 stars, and we would appreciate that. And I'll be posting everything on Facebook today and also on Instagram. With us right now is David White. He's been an orchid grower for 20 years. He's a member of the Greater Orlando Orchid Society for 10 years, and he has been an active board member for 6 years. So he's a great guy to come on and promote the Valentine Orchid Show and Sale. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. So National Garden Bureau has proclaimed 2023 as the Year of the Orchid. And so it's a great way to celebrate. Tell us about your Valentine Orchid Show and Sale.
Well, we're having a orchid show and sale over on 710 East Rollins Street in Orlando. It's right behind the, it's in the Orlando Garden Club building, and it's right behind the Orlando Science Center building.
Okay. And
we have,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Don.
We have 11 vendors that are going to be selling a variety of very nice orchids, and they'll be selling potting supplies and fertilizer and be giving a wealth of information to anyone who's interested in learning more about orchid growing.
That was, you know, I spoke to the Greater Orlando Orchid Society last year, and your members all have wonderful information. You're such great orchid growers. This is a wonderful opportunity for someone who's just thinking about beginning to buy orchids. And, you know, they can come to you and you can provide all the information for them. What does it cost to go to this function?
It is a $2 entry fee, which is very, you know, very minimal, whereas it's free parking. We have our vendors are required to put up a plant worth $25. And then we raffle these plants off. You can buy 6 raffle tickets for $5, and you don't have to be there to win. We'll call you, and you can come pick it up Sunday afternoon.
That's wonderful. And so there will also be opportunities to buy other orchids. Do you have any special or really rare orchids that you're going to be showcasing?
All of the vendors that we have, they all have special orchids. There's going to be Smiley. She has orchids that you won't see anywhere else. She's in several shows, and she's always has a wide variety of orchids, plus Orchid Nanny. She has a lot of plants, as well as myself. I'm going to have a booth, and so will Joy Prince.
Well, I tell you, David, that orchids are one of the easiest plants to grow. And so for someone who's thinking about growing them or has had difficulty and say they always die, what do you give it? What do you tell them about orchids?
Well, mainly, I think you need to find the perfect location, which is enough light but not too much light, and don't overwater them. Don't kill them with love. That's what most people do.
And so, what do you mean, kill them with love?
Well, they try to do too much. They overwater them, and that's the main thing. Orchids will survive better being underwatered than overwatered. They tend to rot, and they're in tree bark or they're in moss. So you just need to be educated as to what type of orchid you have and what their what their demands are, but don't overdo any of it.
That is true. So, David, tell us what days the Valentine Orchid Show and Sale is going to be at and what number they can call.
Okay, we're going to be at the Garden Center on February the 10th. That's a Friday, 11th, Saturday, and Sunday the 12th. We're going to be there from 9 to 5, Friday and Saturday. Sunday, we're going to open at 11 and close at 3. And the number to call for information is 407-712-3818. And that is my cell phone.
Thank you so much, David. I hope you have a great time. It's going to be a wonderful event. I'm going to probably stop by and see you guys.
Well, we just hope that a lot of people will come by and buy that special plant for their Valentine's sweetheart and just people who love plants in general and want to know a little more about orchids. We also would like to tell people about our club and have them come join our club.
That would be great. You guys are a great bunch of fun people. I enjoyed myself immensely. Thank you so much, David. Have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so if you'd like to give David a call and find out more information, 407-712-3818. And the show is going to be next weekend, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. 10th and 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's going to be a great opportunity to see some beautiful orchids, but also buy orchid supplies and find out everything you want to know about orchids. So that is at the Orlando Garden Club next weekend, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So I want to thank David for letting me know.
I wish that I could grow orchids. I kill them every time. It's like, it doesn't matter. Just give me an orchid and I'll kill it. Anything else I can grow. Orchids.
Dill.
I love them. And dill. Yeah. Dill, I obviously have no problem growing dill, right? No, but I guess I overlove them. I don't know. Who knows?
No, they don't. They do not like moisture. They're very easy. You know, just stick them in a tree and they do well. You know,
That's what I do with my grandkids.
If you'd like to give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. It's a cold, chilly morning here, and we would love to have your gardening questions, or we can just talk about what's going on in your yard if you have a problem, or you can brag. If everything made it through the wintertime, let me know. I would love to do that. And we'll talk about more things to do in your garden when we come back from Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Could you use monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet? Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants?
Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. To all our new listeners, you don't need to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens, or you don't have to get up early like Randy and Susan. They got it really early. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can go to iHeartRadio, Lizzie, right?
That's right. If you actually go to our website, the WFLAOrlando.com, there's the iHeart app, and you can just download it, and you can take us everywhere you want to go. Go back and listen to all the Better Lawns and Gardens episodes. Also, on our website, we have a whole lot of cool things that we're giving away. So you can, while you're there downloading iHeart, why not go ahead and enter to win some contests?
That's it. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How cold is it there?
In Windermere, about 60, I believe.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. Yeah, 60. Nah, it ain't too tough.
No, no, good. How can I help you?
Hey, I got taken away from my garden for a while. I'm just getting back into it. I planted some vegetable seeds and some few herbs in one of them seed starter kits.
Sure.
It was about Tuesday. Is that... get it enough time for it to grow?
Oh yeah, that's fine. What did you plant?
Tomatoes. That's another problem. My memory is gone. I wrote them down on the thing so I can see what they are.
I understand.
But basil. The ones that my bride uses mostly, you know.
There you go. No, this is a perfect time for it, Roy, so that you can have transplants by March. Not. It's a great time for it to start seeds of tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants right now.
In the seed starter, or do I put them in the ground now?
No, you can do either or. Okay, go ahead and put them in the seed starter. That's fine. That'll give you a little, you know, the roots and stuff like that, a little bit easier to maintain. But then you can transplant them in March.
It gives me time to clean the weeds out of my garden.
I would do that first, yes. All right. Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Okay, no, that's great. Good hearing you guys again.
Oh, thank you so much. How did all your fruit trees do? Your don't you have mangoes and papayas?
My papaya didn't make it.
It didn't.
One hurricane got it. Yeah.
Oh.
But I got a neighbor that gave me a mango tree. It's I got it in a big pot and it's still growing. So
okay.
I'm lucky there.
There you go. Well, that's a good neighbor to have there. Thank.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, take it easy. Thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. And so, yes, you could be planting seeds for your tomatoes and peppers and eggplants. You can be doing that now, and you can put them in the ground if you don't have any weeds there. Go ahead, and this is a great time to go ahead and weed your garden bed area. Go ahead and replenish the soil, not to take it out in your raised beds, but to add to it. So it's wonderful to do that. You also want to go ahead and prune all your deciduous fruit trees and vines, you know, as soon as possible. This is the time to do that. And then if your bananas and papayas and mangoes and the lychees got knocked back, go ahead and prune those too as well. That'll be wonderful. Now, if you have peach trees and nectarines, and I like to grow peaches and nectarines on espaliers, but if you have the trees, they need to be pruned in a manner where you leave a vase shape in the middle of the peach or nectarine tree. And that's going to open the tree up so that it gets good sunlight and all the peaches and nectarines can get adequate sun and then nutrition too as well. And it's easier to go ahead and harvest them. So they're they like to be pruned with a V shape in the center of it. Okay. You also want to go ahead and make sure that you're fertilizing your fruit trees too as well. And you can do that right, you know, mid-February, end of February, but sometime this month, go ahead and get it now so that you have it. On crepe myrtles, we talked about it in the first hour. You only need to remove the seed heads and the small stems and the suckers. They do not need to be hacked back, and I'm seeing it everywhere. Crepe murder everywhere. It's very frustrating. And so what can you be planting this time of the year for herbs? Well, nearly all of them. Anise, basil, borage, chives, dill, fennel, lemon balm, mint, oregano, parsley, and rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, tarragon, and thyme. All the herbs will do really well. Bulbs that you can be planting is the African irises. You can plant your amaryllis that you got from Christmas and the Asiatic lilies and the blackberry lilies. I love blackberry lilies. Have you ever seen them?
I'm going to have to look that up. I probably have, but I didn't know them by the name.
Okay, so they look like they've got spiky leaves.
Okay.
And they're orange, and they have raspberry or burgundy freckles.
Ooh, that sounds gorgeous.
I'll bring you one.
Okay,
they're lovely. Blood lilies, bulbines, caladiums you can be planting right now, and then also cannas and crinums, daylilies, gladiolas you can be planting. And what I like to do with gladiolas is I like to stagger them. So I will plant like 10 one week and then 10 the next week and then 10 the next week right through the end of February. And then I have gladiolas blooming all through spring and they just bloom in succession. Gloriosa lilies can be planted right now, Louisiana irises, society garlic, spider lilies, and rain lilies. Rain lilies are one of my favorite. They are no care, no insect, no disease problems with them, and they just bloom 3 days after a rainstorm. They will bloom during the spring and summer and fall. I love them. Comes in wonderful colors. Let's go to Meg in Windermere, too. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Hi. I have like a 6-foot round space in the front of my yard. I've got boxwood on one side and those variegated things on the other side. And I want to put a flowering ornamental tree in there. I was wondering about a dogwood.
Well, I would say, is it in the sunlight or in shade?
Morning, noon, and afternoon sun.
Okay. So dogwoods like to have a little bit of shade, especially here in Central Florida. Okay. So I think it would be a little too stressed out. But you can either plant a red bud or a Chickasaw plum. And Chickasaw plums are white, or you can do a red bud, and they have heart-shaped leaves. They're very pretty, and pink flowers.
Oh. Well, I got a tree book in the library, and the chandelier pear looked like a nice tree. Would that be okay?
It would. Pear trees are fruit trees, so they would need to be, you know, maintained and fertilized and cut properly. So if that's what you would like, yes. I don't necessarily know if the chandelier will be a variety that you can grow here. I'd have to look that up. But what I would do is Google, or you can just put Edis, E-D-I-S, pears, P-E-A-R, into your internet, and then put E-D-I-S. And that'll bring you up at the university publication on growing pears, and they will tell you the varieties that do best here in Central Florida.
Well, I was hoping this would just be an ornamental, like, that it didn't have pears.
So that wouldn't be one that you'd want. I don't necessarily think the chandelier pear will grow here, okay, because you're in Zone 9. So when you're looking for ornamental pears, and so look up Zone 9, and I don't think that one will grow here.
Okay. Now, A nursery had mentioned Barbados cherries.
Yes, I love Barbados cherries.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they a low-growing tree? I mean, I don't want one, you know, I want one that would fill out like a dogwood. It wouldn't be too tall.
Well, it's not going to be too tall. It's going to be about 15 to 20 feet tall, but it does get nice and thick. It's really something that is going to be a little bit taller and wider than I think you have for that little space in your front yard.
Oh, all right. I'll have to look that up.
All right. Thank or you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com, and I will I can send you some more tree selections. Okay, and that was Meg in Windermere. Thank you. That's a great question. teresa.watkins@live.com, and I can give you some more selections. So I want to thank Randy Schultz for coming on today and helping us with deciding on whether we should install the fence ourselves. You can find his articles at homegardenandhomestead.com. And then also he's got a great podcast for codgers and discusses all kinds of issues of the day, campcodgers.com. And then also to Susan Mulvaville. I think her book is going to be another bestseller, The Vegetable Garden Problem Solver. And it is going to be out February 7th, and you can go to amazon.com and get to it. And so I would like to thank David White also, too, as well for calling in. We got the great people today.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Thank you to our listeners. You guys rock. And for those that wasn't able to get on air, like Ed and stuff, he said he'd call back, but dadgummit, the time just got away from us.
It
so
did.
Sorry about the calls that I missed.
Oh, no, we're so sorry there. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, okay, if you'd like to know more, you can go to our Facebook page. I will be posting all of the information you heard today on Facebook, and you can go and link to it. You can hear the show again.
Mm-hmm.
They can also go to, again, WFLAOrlando and
.com
and download the show, betterlawns.com. We have uploaded, or we're going to be uploading today, what to do in the month of February.
Yep.
And then also I did not mention my Buffalo Garden Tour, which is going to happen in July. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, Buffalo Garden Walk Tour. You got to come join me. It's a mind-blowing experience. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of mosquito bits and mosquito dunks, an organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering up to 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.